Talking now with Essex Tech head coach Mark Leonard. And coach, good game the other night. Congratulations on the season so far. And overall, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. You know, we've had a pretty good season. Got a good team, good kids, and they're working hard.
You know, you guys, you're doing really well in the Commonwealth Conference. And the game I saw was against Rockport, really thrilling 1-0 game. And you guys pulled it out there. Was that in the third period, I think?
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was 0-0 going into the third, and we scored. I think a couple minutes into the third,
mm-hmm.
David Egan scored. He's got 19 goals for us. He's a sophomore. And then Jared McLaughlin, our goalie, who's been tremendous this season, he kind of held down the fort for us, and we played pretty well defensively in the third to get the win.
Well, you know, I was going to ask you about your defense, coach, because in the league, I mean, let me see, 7-9 games, you've only given up 13 goals. That ain't bad.
Yeah, no, and actually in 18 games, we've only given up 27 on the season. So we play really good team defense. Our goalie, like I said, Jared McLaughlin, he's tremendous. He's got a 1.3 goals against average. You know, we take care of the puck first, and we try to capitalize on other teams' mistakes, and so far it's worked pretty well for us.
Yeah, interesting. Four of those goals came against Shawshin in a tie. What's been the biggest challenge for you guys so far this year, coach?
You know, they work hard. They stick together. They're trying to take care of the puck first. We're trying to just get as many pucks as we can on net. Try to get rebounds. And good team defense has really been our motto. We have good goaltending. We got some really good size defensemen that can move the puck, and timely scoring has been the key for us, I think.
All right. Now, tell me what's coming up today here on the holiday. You guys are playing Northeast. Give me a little information about that game and maybe the tournament in general.
Yeah, we're playing up in the Molloy tournament. Four good teams. We're playing Northeast today. They're 9-8-1. We're playing at 5:00. Then Everett and Somerville play after. Both the tournament teams. I believe Somerville has 9 wins. Everett has 12 wins. We've played Northeast before. This will count as a league game. We beat them 5-2 the first time. So not only do we want to win for the tournament, but we'd like to, get another league win, and it would be our best league finish. League record would be 7-1-2, and that's what we're striving for. So, Northeast is desperate for points. I believe they need 1 point to get in, so they're going to be a tough team to play against today.
And, Mark, big challenge for you coming over from another school and, a new start for you. But here you are in Division III, three North. I mean, you're ranked third right now just behind Cambridge and Bedford, and that speaks well of Shawshin's just one ahead of you as well, so you're ranked fourth. But, I mean, it does speak, I think, to the dedication of the kids wanting to work for you and your new program.
Yeah, you know, I think it was a fresh start for everybody. You know, they had a new coach, and I had a new program, and I think everyone kind of wants to impress each other. They want to impress me, and I want to impress them, and they've really kind of bought into my system and my message, and which really hasn't changed over the years. Basically, work hard. You know, outwork the other team, protect the puck, stick together as teammates, and they've done a good job of that. And we got 57 kids in the program, which is tremendous. We have two JV teams, so it's really it's a great place for me to be. I'm very fortunate to have gotten the job, and looking forward to building this program up to stay at the top of D3 for the next few years.
Well, what's been a difference for you, coach, in terms of, you're at Peabody all those years, and the kids come from different neighborhoods, maybe different, middle schools, but they're all together at the high school from the same town. Big difference here with Essex Tech. They come from all over the place, and you got to find a way to get them to practice and so on. So what are some of the of those things that you've had to overcome in terms of your coaching style, in working with kids from different towns?
Yeah, you know, that's true. And we took a an overnight trip this year at the beginning of the season. We went up and scrimmaged Hudson, and we're in the Garrett Regan Summit up in Marlboro. So the kids were together. Parents got to know each other. You know, we all got to know each other. And but honestly, they're from different towns, but the game is the same. No matter where you're from, and if you play the game right, you work hard, you protect the puck, stick up for your teammates, then they all come together. And, you know, I think we were fortunate that we were winning early on. So, you know, they get excited and they build a little confidence in me and I build confidence in them, and it just kind of snowballed. And here we are, 9-4-5, and we're doing great. And hopefully we finish with a couple of good games to keep our seat up for the tournament.
All right, I got to ask you this final question, Coach. I know other teams in other parts of the season, other seasons, I should say, different sports, they get together for team dinners. Do you guys do that?
Yes, we've done that a couple times. Yes, we had one at the school. We did a bonding event. We did a couple bonding events, too. We went up to a Merrimack hockey game, saw him play UMass Lowell, and then just a couple weeks ago, we went over to K1 Sport, the go-kart place in Wilmington, and we had a blast. And, it was a lot of fun, and just to break it up and hang out with each other in a different setting other than the rink, I think it goes a long way.
Absolutely. Coach, it's been great. We'll follow you through the tournament, and we'll talk to you later on. I know you're nursing a cold, so I'm not going to keep you. But, Mark, congratulations, and thanks for chatting with us. I really appreciate it.
Rick, thanks for everything. I appreciate it. Take care.
All right, Coach, take care. That is the Essex Tech hockey coach, Mark Leonard. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.